Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A red flag warning begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 75. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas lawmakers have advanced a bill banning all gender-affirming care for minors. The House Health Committee approved the bill on Thursday, and they're on target to fast-track it through the Senate. KSNT reports the bill, however, could await a veto from the state's Democratic governor. The governor has vetoed similar legislation in the past. In addition to banning doctors from providing gender transition treatments to minors, the bill would also allow for a civil cause of action against doctors providing treatments. Under the plan, the doctors could also lose their license if they perform any treatments listed in the bill. Even though it's spring break for some, gas prices are keeping many close to home. According to AAA, the average regular gas price on Sunday was $3.16 a gallon. That's a 21-cent increase from a week ago. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A Salina house fire early Friday morning brings the total number of fires in the city so far in 2024 to 15, an unusually high number for a less than three-month time frame. Salina Fire Chief Tody Snyder Jr. said the city normally sees a couple fires per month, so 15 is a big jump. Four of the building fires so far in Salina are being investigated as suspicious, so Chief Snyder wants people to keep an eye out and to report if you see anything strange, like anybody lurking at odd times. Like later in the evening or very, very early in the morning. The Wabunsee County Sheriff's Office is offering to be the designated driver for intoxicated drivers. With 1 week before St. Patrick's Day, the Wabunsee County Sheriff's Office says they want to remind citizens that they're there to help. They're reminding people not to drink and drive, but if they're in need of a ride, look no further. In a social media post, they ask that intoxicated people give them a call and they will be driven to their homes. I'm Stephanie Austin.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Dawson County Attorney Liz Waterman has announced that Carson Haynes, the infant at the center of a child abuse case out of Cozad, has died on early Thursday morning at the Children's Hospital in Omaha. An autopsy has been scheduled for the baby boy, who was only 3 months old. Both of Carson's parents, 19-year-old Jasmine Hawkins and 23-year-old Draven Haynes, are both facing charges relating to abuse of the child. Staff at the Children's Hospital told police that the injuries to the infant were caused by severe trauma and were not from falling off of the bed like the parents had told officers. In other news, 45-year-old Lincoln woman Dawn Sean Thompson is charged with one count of theft by unlawful taking of $5,000+ after police are saying that she used a glitch in the pump at a gas station to steal over $27,000 worth of gas for more than 6 months. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Marshall County Appraiser reported at last week's commissioners meeting that ag values generally showed a decrease, but residential values continue to show increases. Commissioners discussed sales tax legislation, reaching out to State Representative Lisa Mosier, who asked what percentage the board was thinking. They replied up to 1% and would like to retain the entire amount. The issue is raised with the potential for any future sales tax increases to allow the county to retain up to the entire amount without entering into interlocal agreements with communities, as in the past. Any tax increase would be by a vote of the people. Commissioners discussed remaining American Rescue Plan funds. Waterville and Beatty Fire Departments have asked for assistance in purchasing new equipment, and Rural Water District No. 3 has asked for assistance in purchasing generators. A motion to proceed died with lack of a second. County clerk will, however, reimburse the fire departments for those purchases. Washington County commissioners heard a request for support from Twin Valley Broadband to extend fiber internet to the Greenleaf community. Estimated cost is $1.3 million, which would be funded 50-50 by Twin Valley with a matching grant. They're asking $5,000 Washington County support. Representatives noting that even a minimal contribution could further chances of receiving grant monies. Commissioners made no financial commitment pending further information, including conversation with the city of Greenleaf. Conversation regarding rural areas of Washington County not currently eligible for Blue Valley Internet could be investigated further by Twin Valley for coverage options. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved purchase of two new pickups for a total of $89,500 at last week's meeting. They discussed changes on reappointing Planning and Zoning Committee members and will accept applications from others as well as current members. Next Planning and Zoning meeting is March 28th. The Kansas governor has approved updated drought declarations for Kansas counties, with 15 in warning and 62 in watch status. The drought response team will continue to watch the situation. Clay County is among those in warning status, while Marshall, Washington, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley are among those under watch in northeast Kansas. U.S. Department of Agriculture and Kansas Rural Development announced $26 million in funding for two projects in rural areas, allowing access to electricity. A $4.7 million loan is included to connect 148 customers with Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric to build and improve 51 miles of line. They serve Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Washington counties. Marysville has been nominated in the USA Today's 2024 10 Best Reader's Choice Travel Awards. As a contender for Best Small Town in the Midwest, the public has 4 weeks to vote and can vote once each day. A link is online at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street website and social media pages. Your news on your time. Daily podcast of our morning and midday news blocks are available online at KNDYRadio.com and our social media. Also find downloads of our public affairs programs, including our conversation this past weekend with State Senator Dennis Pyle.
Marysville City Council will meet this evening at 6 for a workshop on stormwater improvements and rates. Regular monthly meeting of the City Council will follow at 7 at the Marysville City Building. Cletus B. Rottinghouse, age 92 of Seneca, passed away March 5th. Massive Christian burial, Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary at 2 and 7 p.m. Monday at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Cletus Rottinghouse. Douglas K. Stevens, age 76 of Frankfort, passed away March 4th. Graveside service Tuesday at 2 at the Vermilion Cemetery with a visitation Monday 4 until 8 p.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Doug Stevens. Helen R. Johnson, age 102 of Marysville, passed away March 4th. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Helen Johnson.
Hi, this is Nick Wolf with United Bank and Trust, and we would like to invite you to a presentation by Dr. David Cole, Professor Emeritus, Virginia Tech. Join us at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, March 19th at Venue 36 in Marysville, or 2 p.m. in Clay Center at the Rex Theater, as Dr. Cole delivers his agricultural update and the road ahead. You can see our Facebook post for more details. We look forward to seeing you there. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny into Tuesday with our highs in the lower 70s. And mostly clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Some showers and thunderstorms possible on Wednesday. Otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Showers continue throughout Thursday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then some rain showers possible into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 33. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Sunshine into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s and partly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 50s and staying partly cloudy throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March, 54. Record high on this date, 82. The average low, 30, and the record low, 12, below zero. Sunset this evening, 7:30. Sunrise in the morning at 7:44.
March weather lore isn't all about lions and lambs. A look at some of this month's other weather wisdom today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 11th. It is the 71st day of the year, and band leader Lawrence Welk was born on this day. March weather lore isn't all about lions and lambs. There's a wealth of other proverbs that you can put to the test this month. Here's a few. So many mists in March you see, so many frosts in May will be. Thunder in March is said to bring a fruitful yet sorrowful year. And here's one with a proven scientific basis. A year of snow, a year of plenty. Lingering snow delays the blossoming of fruit trees until the threat of frost is past. It also minimizes thaw-freeze cycles harmful to winter grains. Oh, and about those lions and lambs? We revisit those at the end of the month. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more weather lore online at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The regular season for college basketball is over and tournament season officially begins as the Kansas Jayhawks ended up falling to the number one Houston Cougars on Saturday for their final game, 76-46. Throughout the last half of the regular season, the Jayhawks had fallen to the number 14 slot nationwide and it slid down to the number 6 slot in the Big 12 Conference, where they start off their tournament play in the Big 12 Conference on Wednesday with tip-off at 8:30. The Jayhawks finished off against Houston, going 15-45 and having three three-pointers throughout the game and making 13 of their 20 free throws. They finish off the regular season at 22-10. Kansas State, on the other hand, finish off the regular season with a victory against the number 6 Iowa State Cyclones with a 65-58 victory over the weekend. That puts them in the number 10 slot for the Big 12 Conference as they start off tournament play on Wednesday against number 7, the Texas Longhorns. That tip off at 6 p.m. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services from more than 300 exhibitors, along with seminars from OSU Extension. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C. Plus, hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you. High school basketball championships are officially over across the state of Kansas as of this weekend, as Shawnee Mission Northwest ends up taking the championship, going 25-0 for the season. They started off tournament play playing Wichita East, where they moved on to face the Shawnee Mill Valley, winning 63-51, and rounded off the championship on Saturday against Wichita Heights, who went into the game 23-1, where Shawnee Mission Northwest are the 6A champions of 2024. In 5A tournament play, it was all keeping Mount Carmel out of Wichita, finishing their season at 22-3. After beating Kansas City Piper for the championship. Looking at your 4A boys bracket in Kansas, we saw McPherson end up taking the championship, finishing undefeated 25-0 after beating Hugoton, that was sitting 22-2 in the championship, where they won 65-59 in overtime. Third place ended up going to Atchison after beating Baldwin High School. Finally, in 3A, Wellsville High School ended up taking the championship for 2024 after beating Goodland in a 68-58 victory.
Hanover girls win a second straight 1A Division II state title 50-35 over second seed Lebo, while Sharon Springs takes Northern Valley in the consolation. On the boys' side, Axtell wins the consolation over top seed Dighton 80-72, and Cunningham beat Lebo for the title. Frankfort girls won a first ever state title in 1A Division I, upending undefeated top seed Little River 47-41. Centralia, who fell to Little River in the semifinals, bounced back, winning the consolation over second seed South Gray, 58-52. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs finished fourth in 2A, falling to St. Mary's Colgan, 58-47 in the consolation, as sixth seed Wichita Independent takes Riverside for the championship after Riverside beat Valley Heights in the semifinals. Silver Lake girls, who beat Marysville first round of substate, went on to a perfect season, and Topeka Hayden won the consolation in Class 3A.
For the second straight season, the Hanover Lady Wildcats claimed the 1A Division II Girls State Championship with a 50-35 win over Lebo, the team they defeated last year, too, as well. Hanover wins their fourth title in school history, their first back-to-back since 2017-18. It was all Anna Juneman in this one. 24 points, 3 steals, and 6 rebounds for the junior, leading the way for the Wildcats. She had 16 points in the first quarter as Hanover gained a 20-5 advantage at the end of one. Wildcats got outscored, though, in the second quarter, 13-7 and 14-5 in the third, but Hanover came back strong in the fourth, 18-3, outscoring Lebo, winning this game 50-35 on the back of 4 made free throws from the Wildcats in that fourth quarter. For the second straight year, Hanover is your 1A Division II Girls State Champion. from Great Bend, Kansas, reporting for KNDY Sports. This has been Max Blasky.
Frankfort Lady Wildcats win a state championship, knocking off top seed Little River 47-41 in the title game at Fulby Saturday. Little River led 29-24 at the half, but shut down at the second half by the Frankfort defense. They went to work on a 13-4 third quarter, never looked back, led by Hattie Gross with 18, 13 of those in the second half. Sydney Wamp scored 15-11 in the first half. Frankfort finishes the season 23-3, one step ahead of last year's 22-4 mark when they won the consolation. Little River's first loss in 26 starts. They were led by Elena Eck with 14. She had all but a field goal and a free throw for their scoring in a slow second half where they were held to just 12 points. Frankfort 47, Little River 41. Lady Wildcats win the 1A Division I state championship.
On a Saturday afternoon from Great Bend, Kansas, the Axel Eagles victorious over Dighton 80-72 in Class 1A Division II boys state action as Eagles claimed the third place finish from Barton Community College. Eagles were led by Eli Brockerman with 25 points, 7 triples to his name, and 4 late free throws as the Eagles pushed out to the victory. Axel trailed 36-33 at halftime, but outscored Dighton 28-19 in the fourth quarter for this 80-72 win. Dighton did not go away easy as junior Daniel Kramer had 38 points on 14 of 30 shooting, 18 points from Carson Scheimer, but it was the Eagles as a team that came away victorious and with a third place finish in Class 1A Division II boys action from Barton Community College. Again, your final score, so boys victorious, ending the season on a win, 80-72 over Dighton. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
It was too much of Lily Brown's. Valley Heights Mustangs dropped the consolation. Girls 2A state championship Saturday. St. Mary's Colgan 58, Valley Heights 47. And Lily Brown, a 6-foot senior, finishes a career with nearly 1,700 points. She tallied 30 to lead all scorers in Saturday's play. Ja'Kayla Davis with 19 as Colgan finishes the season 25-2. They were second seed in the tournament. Valley Heights' Maggie Torber came on strong in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter, at 21 points. 12 of those in the fourth quarter, 17 in the second half. Mustangs win fourth. They are 19-7. 58-47, the final. Valley Heights struggled from the field, hitting just 34%. St. Mary's Colgan hits over 50% from the field and 19-27 free throws. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Deere.
Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
Add some color and fragrance to your cool weather garden with annual sweet peas. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This old-time favorite thrives in cooler temperatures. Extend your enjoyment by starting seeds indoors 6 to 8 weeks before the last spring frost. Gardeners in mild climates can plant seeds outdoors in fall for winter or early spring bloom. Soak seeds overnight or scratch the hard seed coat with a nail file to increase sprouting success. Grow sweet peas in a sunny location or area with light shade in the afternoon. Water the soil thoroughly when the top few inches are crumbly and moist. Remove the flowers as they fade to keep the plant looking its best and producing more fragrant blooms. Plants decline in hot, humid weather, so have a heat-tolerant replacement ready as needed. Avoid problems by planting sweet peas in a different location the following year. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Many of us enjoy an ice cream sundae. We have our favorite flavors and toppings. But where did that phrase, the sundae, come from? You may be surprised the origin and just how something as commonplace today as putting things like hot fudge and strawberries on top of ice cream all began. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Ed Berner had an ice cream parlor on 15th Street in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Tootsie Marie Summers says the building is long gone, but the story is not.
George Hollier was a very good friend of Ed Berner's. Ed had an ice cream and soda shop where he served plain vanilla ice cream.
So George would go to his friend Ed's shop for ice cream. Ed had a variety of flavors for his sodas, and that gave George an idea.
You should try putting some of that chocolate syrup on the ice cream. And Ed said he flat out refused. He said, I'm not going to ruin my ice cream by putting chocolate syrup on top of it.
So Ed refused to put the chocolate for sodas on George's ice cream.
George insisted. Ed finally agreed, and he gave it a shot, and it was a great hit.
It may have been a hit, but an item nonetheless not suitable for everyday consumption.
Because it was vanilla ice cream with chocolate syrup, both kind of pricey, Ed was selling them on Sundays only.
That changed when a little girl came to the ice cream parlor one day.
She wanted to have a sundae, and it was weekday. Ed apologized and said, I'm sorry, but I only serve those on Sundays. She said, well, let's pretend it's Sunday.
But an ice cream sundae, you may note, is spelled differently than the day of the week.
Legend has it that it was because spelling it the same as the holy day, Sunday would be sacrilegious, so it became known as the Ice Cream Sunday.
The Two Rivers Historical Society has an ice cream parlor at their Washington House Museum named for Ed Berner, where you can get a sundae with a variety of toppings in the town where it all began. Tootsie says while Ithaca, New York, also lays claim to being the birthplace, the federal government recognized this location with an official postage stamp, a stamp of approval for the story. Traveling the countryside in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McRae.
When you're welcoming baby chicks, have everything prepared before they arrive. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Chicks need a heat source, water, and a complete starter chick feed as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Baby chicks or hatching them within your own flock is a lot of fun. If you have everything set up for their arrival, you'll get them off to a good start. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says the brooding pen should have at least an inch and a half of pine shavings for bedding and set up either a red or white heat lamp in the center of the brooder so there's a temperature gradient. Chicks that like the heat can settle under the lamp, and those that prefer cooler conditions can move away from it. Frame says the same holds true when placing the feed and waterer.
You don't want all the feed and the water right directly under the light, because if chicks don't feel comfortable at that heat at the particular time, they'll be on the perimeter and they won't have access to water and feed. My recommendation for feeder sources are linear feeders, where you can kind of spoke them out away from the heat source so that along the line of that feeder, the chicks can find their range of comfort in order to eat. The same thing with the waters. You don't want them all in the same areas.
Frame says it's important that you have the right chick feed available on day one.
One of the biggest mistakes that I've seen is folks go to the feed store and they've bought layer chicks, and then they say, okay, that's layer feed up there. That's what they need to eat. That layer mash is extremely high in calcium and will damage your baby birds. And so make sure that you start with a good chick starter feed. And the reason for that is because they need that protein and those extra vitamins in there.
After the first 24 hours and the chicks have found their food and water, Frame recommends raising the waterer about breast high up off the floor. The birds can still reach the water, but not slop it all over the place. And this also helps prevent contamination. Learn more about chick preparations at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Food prices continue to rise, but not in all categories, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Federal Consumer Price Index released recently shows that in the food-at-home category, prices fell for proteins, while all other categories were up. Mike Cousins is an economist at the Livestock Marketing Information Center in Colorado.
Fresh retail beef prices have actually been tracking in the upper $7 range for several months now. Pork prices on the retail side have been holding pretty steady around $5 for several months now. So if we kind of combine these two prices here, that kind of contributes to this overall effect that we're seeing in the meat CPI.
Cousin says same goes for poultry.
This is a positive sign. We're seeing this poultry CPI start to moderate a little bit more. So we should see some benefits there for the consumers in the near term at the grocery store, just prices for poultry and products in the meat case.
A year ago, the overall consumer price index was up almost 10% for the 12 months prior. Cousin says the rate reported in January was much lower.
The CPI for all items, this is kind of that big picture measure that they use for inflation. And that CPI was 3.1% higher than a year ago. So this rate is still above that target 2% inflation rate that they're trying to get us to.
There's a link to more information on the CPI on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Alliance Insurance Update. The first step of our move is now complete. As previously reported, we are now located at 715 Center Street on Highway 36 between New China Buffet and Impulse Archery. Dottie Rose made the trip with us and is right outside our front door. In the spring, we will be moving to our new permanent home back on Broadway. We will keep you posted when that move happens. So for now, from the girls at Alliance Insurance, thank you so much for your continued patronage, and we look forward to serving all your insurance needs today and every day. Stop by 715 Center Street or give us a call at 785-562-2393.
Good Monday. On your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Monday, now March 11th of 2024, and at these times, we'll switch it up a little bit and take a look at the current soil temperature at the 4-inch depth. The soil temperature directly affects plant growth as we get near the planting season. Soil organisms function best at the optimum soil temperature, impacting the rate of nitrification, also influences soil moisture content, aeration, all that good jazz, and the availability of plant nutrients. So, we'll take a look across the state of Kansas. We'll break it up into the western, central, and the eastern thirds, as we'll start over in the northwest corner of the state, which is primarily the coldest at this current time. The current 4-inch soil temp up in Cheyenne, currently 39 degrees, which is a bit cooler than their 7-day average of 41 degrees. Over on the western border near Tribune, currently 41 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature with the 7-day average of 43. And lastly, over on the western third of the state, we'll look down in the southwest corner in Moscow. Their current temperature right now, 44 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature depth with a 7-day average of 46 degrees. Now across the central belt, we'll go up in the north central in the Jewel area as the 4-inch soil temperature currently right now, 43 degrees, which is their 7-day average of 43 degrees. Right smack in the center of the state near Little River, their current 4-inch soil temperature is at 46 degrees, which is a bit cooler than their 7-day average of 48 degrees. And in south central Harper, 47 degrees is the current 4-inch soil temperature with a 7-day average of 49 degrees. Now, across the eastern third of the state, we will head way up into the northeastern corner in Hiawatha. 44 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature with a 7-day average of 45 degrees. Over on the eastern border in Miami, 46 degrees is their current temperature right now, which is a bit cooler than their 7-day average of 48 degrees. And then we get down into one of the warmer regions of the state, down in the southeastern corner. We'll go close to the border in Sudan, as their current 4-inch soil temperature right now is at 48 degrees, which is a bit cooler than their 7-day average of 50 degrees. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news and current 4-inch soil temperatures right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, farmers. After doing business with Kaufman Seeds for over 25 years, I find that Kaufman Seeds gives you some great seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kaufman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent, high-performing yield history for over 30 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now, and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2833. Kaufman Seed.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and
the Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stockyard and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March the 13th, starting at 11 a.m. Consignments include 125 choice reputation calf and vaccinated gentle Angus and black white faced first calf heifers with January through February Angus sired calves by side. There'll be 50 black and Charlotte cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old with November January calves. 150 black and black white faced fall calving cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus and semi Angus bulls for August through October calving. There'll be 175 black white faced and red cows, 3 to 8 years old, bred for late March through May calving. We'll have 80 fancy Angus, red Angus, and black white face calf and vaccinated replacement heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds. At 12 o'clock noon, Klein Cattle Company will be selling 23 reputation 18-month-old Angus and semi-Angus breeding bulls, plus 10 choice Angus and semi-Angus all bred heifers. For more information on this special cow and bull sale, to be held Wednesday, March the 13th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
American consumers love their beef. Exports are high, creating positive trends for cattle producers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast.
In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
When consumers believe in beef, it pushes the market. The cattle markets were booming in 2021 thanks to the strong consumer demand. Signals point to another good year this year, both domestically and internationally. Norman Voiles Jr. is the vice chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. He says the global demand for beef is as high as it's ever been. For the first time, they're expecting an export excess of $2 billion to three different markets this year, and total exports around $10 billion.
Exports across the globe are up significantly. Looks like we're adding as much as $400 per fed animal because of those exports, largely driven by variety meats that aren't typically used by U.S. consumers, beef lips, tongues, things like that. People like beef and are glad to buy it.
Despite higher sticker prices on beef, consumers are still purchasing. According to a 2020 study by Kansas State University, consumers were becoming less sensitive to rising meat prices and were willing to pay more to ensure high-quality beef was in their shopping carts. In the meantime, Voyle says alternative proteins have cut very little into the beef market.
Very limited right now. The reason for that, people tend to like something that is one ingredient. Beef is one ingredient. When you start talking about some of these alternative proteins, massive amounts of different ingredients go into making those. Folks like it simple and like good taste, and you can't beat a good steak or really good hamburger for that.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about beef consumer research trends at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Monday afternoon. Sam Smack with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday, we are still seeing mostly mixed to slightly higher numbers today. Mixed to slightly lower, actually, in the livestock, as April live cattle has just ticked back slightly higher, up 7 to 187.67. However, losses beyond that, including June down 27 to 183.15. Lower in the feeder cattle markets as well. The March contract down 92 cents to 248.27. April down 90 to 253.20. Higher in the hogs today, though. April lean hogs up 27 to 84.65. May trading at $92 per hundredweight. That's up 65 cents on the day. Into the grains, mixed to slightly higher now as we see March corn still up slightly, up 1 3/4 to 428 a bushel. May's up 2.5 to 442 and a quarter. Into the wheat markets, Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all seeing some slight gains today. May Kansas City wheat currently up 11.5 to $6 and a quarter cent a bushel. July up 13.25 to 587.5. And the oats up higher as well. May up 7 3/4 to 370.5. Still some weakness in the soybeans today. March beans currently down 0.75 cents to 11.69 3/4. May's down 4 at 11.80. Soybean meal down 4.70 to 3.36.60. And soy oil still a bit higher. March up 42 points to 46.02. Cotton also with a big triple-digit gain today. May cotton up 1.26 to 96.54. Into the energy markets, we see April crude oil down a dime to 77.88 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up 4 cents to 2.57 a gallon. Heating oil up a half a cent to 2.64. And April natural gas currently down 4 at 1.75. Taking a look down Wall Street here as we pass through midday, the Dow Jones currently up 34 points to 38,757. The S&P currently slightly lower, down 3 points to 5,120, and the NASDAQ down 21 at 16,063. Into the metals, April gold up 350 at 2189 an ounce. March silver currently up 16 to 2450. And lastly, the dollar index still slightly higher today. The March dollar up 10 points at 102.79. Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Third Road Ag Sales is still offering the highest cash discount of 13% for seed orders, featuring fully treated soybeans for $62 per unit, including ExtendFlex and Enlist traits. Seed tender use available. Low salt starter fertilizer, $8.29/2 with sulfur and zinc pre-blended for $5.50 with on-site delivery or pick up at Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville. Call John Hankey today at 785-562-7157. That's Third Road Ag Sales at 785-562-7157. Offering 13% off seed orders and a great price on low-salt starter fertilizer right now.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. WheatRx seminars are meant to help wheat growers gain useful and relevant information. K-State wheat production specialist Rami Lolulato says what the program is focused on and what topics will be covered in these seminars.
The WheatRx is really a collaboration between the Kansas State University, especially our research and extension side, with the Kansas Wheat Commission. So right now the program is focused on how can we achieve high yield, high quality, high profit, and with environmental stewardship, right? So it really increased more towards like a sustainability of wheat production type of program. Sustainability meaning more profit while being respectful of the environment.
Lolato says what his presentation and the one before his will cover.
First, we're going to start off with economics, right? Because we need to be able to make money in the crops that we are growing. And they're going to do a really good job covering those different aspects of what's the crop budget right now, input prices, outlook for a wheat market. Probably they're also going to touch a little bit in terms of what's going on in with Russia and Ukraine and how that can impact our markets. And so my talk in both of these seminars is beyond grain. What are the benefits of wheat to your cropping system? And, you know, just a few quick things that come to mind really are wheat residue, for example. Many times, especially as we go to Western Kansas, that wheat residue may be as valuable as the wheat that you're harvesting, because that residue is going to help with your next crop weed control, also for moisture retention. So again, all of the benefits that we can think of wheat to your cropping system that go beyond breaking disease cycles of the other crops, serving as a nursery for beneficial insects for your subsequent summer crop as well. So just there's a number of things that we can talk about in terms of benefits that we can bring to the system.
He explains what other timely knowledge will be shared from the other presenters.
Fertility management. So Dr. Dorivar Ruiz-Diaz is going to be out there in both of those programs talking about things that growers need to be thinking about now for yield and perhaps for protein as well, and economics of fertility management. Kelsey Anderson Onofre, she's our plant pathologist, she will talk about important weed diseases and how to manage those diseases in season as well. And then finally, we also have a postdoc, Carlos Pires. He's going to be talking about soil health and cover crops in wheat-based systems. And in our Western Kansas program, Carlos is tag teaming that talk with Logan Simon, who is our new Southwest area agronomist.
That was K-State wheat production specialist Rami Lolulato. The WheatRx seminars are taking place March 7th in Dodge City and March 8th in Wichita. Learn about registration at kswheat.com. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck, a new 24 Silverado 1500, it's the High Country Edition, and a 2024 Silverado 3500 HD with a 6.6 Duramax diesel engine. Available for your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The retreat that began last week has continued today. Late this morning, the Dow Jones was down 145 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite had both given up 0.5%. The popular game Fortnite is headed back to iPhones and iPads, but just in Europe. Regulators there are leaning on Apple to comply with regulations that loosen the grip of the App Store. Fortnite, though, is still banned from the App Store in the U.S. Some big changes may be on the way to Disneyland. Disney, the parent of ABC News, is asking Anaheim officials for permission to rethink its California parks by building new attractions on what is now a parking lot at Disneyland. The Denver City Council is considering a proposal to remove sugary drinks from children's menus at restaurants. That would eliminate options like soda, juice, and lemonade as part of combo meals for kids and only allow two choices, milk or water. Jim Ryan, ABC News.